Hello, today is November 7th, 2013. I'm Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyaknapp.com. I'm a writing and art student. Hey, I'm actually getting this done before 11 for once. If I keep this up, I might get it done as soon as I get home from school. Today I did several things. Today I had my anatomy for the artist class, and in it, the first thing we did today is we used masking tape to put the muscles on the skeleton that we have in the classroom. I was the first person to put the tape on, and we thought it was going pretty good, but the teacher told us to do it all over again, so I stayed away from it the second time, and they seemed to figure it out. It was more of a craftsmanship thing than anything, I guess. I'm really bad at wrapping presents, so maybe I shouldn't have been the person with the tape, but whenever there's an activity, I just love to jump in there and take care of it. What we ended up wrapping was the pectorals, the serratus, and the obliques. And we didn't do the deltoid because he'd already done the deltoid on the other side. After that, we worked a little bit on our half-skull, half-self-portrait drawings. I just tweeted about that now, the stage mine's at. I got a little bit discouraged today because remember the boo I did a little bit ago called My First Delicate Drawing? Well, it's about this project, and as you guys know, a lot of time has passed, and I've put a lot of time into it, working on it at home and at the school. And today the professor said, well, no, this isn't quite right. You've got to move this over and that over and this over. And I said, well, you want me to start over because with the lines as dark as they are now, there's no way I'm going to be able to erase it without it showing through. And he seemed to have trouble understanding what I was saying. But the fact of the matter is I used the really light drawing style with a really light shading. So he'd have ample time to point out mistakes, and I was measuring everything as I was going. I still don't entirely see what he's talking about, but I'm willing to change things if it happens early enough in a drawing. The only problem is that it happened really, really, really late in the drawing. So it's too late to change things, and I guess I got really frustrated because I'm like, why am I paying all this tuition if you're just going to come in at the end of the last 5 minutes of a drawing and go, hey, move everything when it's not an option. So that's something I've been having some frustration with, because if I'd done the drawing in my style without using all those light, delicate lines and just went into the heavy darks and met in the middle, I would have had this thing done 5 hours ago and still had the anatomy wrong, but I could have freed up time to work on my other class projects. Well, while I was working on that today, I finished listening to Jane Austen's Persuasion as read by Elizabeth Klett on LibriVox, and I started her rendition of Pride and Prejudice. It took a while. It's version 4 if you're checking out the website. I mean, the other writers do a good job, but she does the best job for the volunteers on the website, I think. As soon as I got home from school, we also spent like 45 minutes running around trying to figure out if there's anywhere on campus that used my print account that I've already had money deducted for colored prints, and I can't seem to find one, so I just printed out one of my previous drawings, this one of it's a figure reclining with the arms tucked behind the head. And our homework was to actually draw on that drawing, which I did in charcoal, with pencil and label the muscles. I didn't want to ruin the drawing, though, because it came out pretty nice. So I took a photo of it, photocopied it, printed it out in black and white, and then drew the muscles on top of that photocopy, which I'm glad I did because I mess up the muscles a lot. The muscles of the underarm are really confusing. I had, like, the teres major all over the wrong places, like, attached to the elbow or something. Eventually I found a drawing, one tiny little drawing in my anatomy book of an armpit, which helped tremendously, but I still think I got all the muscles in the wrong place. So I was listening to the audiobook, and I started Pride and Prejudice today. When I got home, I drew the winner for, or not the winner, but someone who's helped spread the word about my original character art auction was Simano on DeviantArt, and so they did that for me, and they linked back to the where they shared it at, and so I drew them a doodle head of their original character, so they got that today. That took like 5 minutes, that's why the doodle heads are free. And I also worked on NaNoWriMo. I wrote 1,500 words or so, exactly what you're supposed to do each day, and I'm just 200 words over the current par. So hopefully I'll be able to build in more of a buffer tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. Bye.